It's 11:21 here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. I'm Jordan Miller. I want you to take a listen to some comments that were made during last night's Board of Education meeting. At Canton Local Schools, the now former head volleyball coach, Aaron Cole, she spoke during the public sports portion of the meeting, followed by her father, Ed Simon, who took to the podium. She's not asking for her job back. She made that clear, but she wants to know why some of the protocols weren't followed in her own opinion. Take a listen to what she had to say during last night's Canton Local Board of Education meeting.
According to the Ohio School Board Association, the board is a policy-making group, and members are the chief advisors to the superintendent on community attitudes. Board members do not manage the day-to-day operations of the school district. They see to the systems is managed well by professional administrators. It appears that you know better how to run this district than the administrators you have vetted and hired to oversee these day-to-day operations and the education of kids in Camp Local. OSBA also indicates 16 bullet points in the Code of Ethics, and as board members, you are all to abide by all 16 points. These points were adopted by the OSBA Delegate Assembly 31 years ago. However, to those points, there are a couple that seem to have been forgotten. Render all decisions based on the available facts and my independent judgment rather than succumbing to the influence of others or special interest groups. And support the employment of staff members based on qualifications and not as a result of influence. You are a policy-making group, and in my particular situation, you didn't follow your own policy you set for filing complaints. Who complaints are to be filed with, the time frame they are to be addressed in, and the Camp Local designee to investigate such complaints. It makes me wonder what other policies you don't follow to have your own will be done. But it is abundantly clear that you feel your role in this district is to be judge, jury, and executioner. I'm not here to ask for my job back. While it was, in my opinion, a backdoor, blindsided move, I have accepted your decision. I hope that this entire ugly situation has brought a light to smoke and mirrors that are hiding what's really happening. That you didn't get all the facts, you didn't do an investigation, and that the complaints have led to a complete halt to all volleyball programs for 5th through 12th grade players. I don't believe there's another coach on the agenda tonight to be approved. And that means yet another month that kids will go without practice and programs. Brett, I wish you luck finding a coach. I do. The coaching community is very small and tight-knit. And word travels fast. Good luck finding someone that will be in the good graces of these people.
So that was now former head volleyball coach Aaron Cole speaking there. Her father is taking to the podium right now. I want you to take a listen to what he had to say in defense of his daughter, who lost her job as the volleyball coach when the board decided to not renew her contract last month.
I'm here to discuss the one disregard for your own processes for complaints and resolution of those complaints. Whether the complaint against Aaron is formal or informal, your own policy, this, dictates that the complaint is to be documented and provided directly to one of the compliance officers listed within 2 days of the complaint. Simultaneously, the compliance officer is to inform the respondent, that would be Aaron, that a complaint has been received. She then has the opportunity to provide a written response to the complaint within 5 days. Compliance officer is to attempt to resolve the complaint within 15 days of receipt. At conclusion of the investigation by that officer, a written report is to be generated and delivered to the superintendent that summarizes the evidence gathered and provides recommendations. The superintendent shall then issue a written decision within 5 days of receipt of that report or request further investigation. The decision of the superintendent shall be final. What I've just read is a direct cut and paste from your Canton Local School Board Policy 4362 on anti-harassment. I didn't write that. You did. Why didn't you follow your own policy? Why? What? Oh, page 3. In the fine print. Oh, yeah. This is trash. I'll do what I want. That's what it says. That's what you've done. You waited 5 months, 153 days, to bring forward a complaint you had to act upon to protect the future volleyball players at Canton South. Erin was here with her girls the last board meeting night. Why didn't you go down there and protect them that night? Last year, you received multiple complaints of harassment by the girls' golf coach. Last month, you renewed his contract. Apparently, the girls on the golf team don't have the right last name to warrant your protection. You stated that Erin bullied, harassed, and showed favoritism, but you never bothered to show up at a single ball game to witness it. They're all on video. Go check them out. You won't find any. I submit that the only bully in the room last month was you, Mr. Hamilton. You were willing to harass Erin in order to show favoritism to Canton South Sports Elite and attempt to damage Chris.
So that is Mr. Ed Simon. That is the now former head volleyball coach's dad. That's Erin Cole's dad standing up there on his daughter's behalf, defending her and questioning the board's decision to not renew the contract and still wondering why there weren't any formal complaints that were made that the public could see. Well, we are giving Mr. Scott Hamilton, the board president, a chance to answer some of those questions right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. We'll be right back after this live with Mr. Scott Hamilton. Welcome back. It's 11:34 here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. I'm Jordan Miller. Thanks for tuning in this morning. So before the break there, we played some audio from last night's Canton Local Schools Board of Education meeting. You heard from Erin Cole, who is the now former head volleyball coach, and you also heard from her father, who took to the podium to defend her. His daughter, like any parent would, no matter the age. And the common thing that both of them were asking, along with another community member, were what is the appropriate policy for filing complaints? And they feel as though that was not truly followed within the Canton Local Board of Education with the alleged complaints made against Erin Cole regarding harassment, bullying, and other things. One person who was at the center of a lot of the public comments yesterday was the Canton Local Board of Education president, Mr. Scott Hamilton. Well, during the board meeting, he was unable to, respond or address any of the comments made. So we are giving him a chance right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC to rebuttal, to defend himself and to clarify some of the questions that may be asked. Mr. Hamilton, you're on the line with us now. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jordan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for carving out some time this morning to speak with us on this.
Well, hey, thanks for having me.
So I just want to know, what is the formal complaint policy? If somebody approaches you as the board president or approaches any of the other board members with a complaint, what are the steps that you and your other board members should take?
Well, Jordan, complaints comes in a lot of different forms. All right. I can tell you that the complaints that I received came in forms of a phone call, or I should say phone calls, and also a face-to-face meetings. Okay. So I mean, basically, you know, that's the type of information that I received.
Can you go into detail? What were the complaints that were said to you? I understand that there's harassment and bullying allegations, but of what nature? Is it name calling? Is it choosing favorites? What are the accusations that were brought forward to you as board president on the now former head volleyball coach?
Well, Jordan, I mean, I've got to be careful, of course. You know, I've got to protect our students. But, I mean, I can tell you that the nature of the accusations that I received were favoritism, bullying, and harassment. Okay? And, you know, regarding the policies, I can assure you that we did follow our policies. Okay? I discussed the complaint with a family that reached out to me, and they decided not to proceed with a formal investigation. So what I heard during these discussions was enough for me to decide that I could not support Aaron Cole as our volleyball coach.
So you were unable to support that, and there has been, I would say, a backlash, some repercussions. You have her speaking out, her father speaking out, another community member publicly speaking out. Last night, I mean, you were at the center of a lot of the questions and concerns regarding some of the practice. You heard it as well as all of our other listeners who just sat through, you know, 6 or 7 minutes of Aaron Cole and her father speaking. What are your thoughts when you're hearing that stuff come through? Is it true? Are there any concerns that people should have regarding the comments?
Now, well, let me say that, you know, after the March board meeting, we had an assistant coach confirm the complaints of favoritism, bullying, and harassment through an email to the superintendent. Okay? So I believe that, in my opinion, it's crystal clear that I made the right decision in not renewing Aaron Cole's contract.
So
and also, I believe I protected future Kansas South volleyball student athletes in doing so.
So if this assistant volleyball coach, are you saying that is an assistant JV varsity volleyball coach for Kansas South?
That is correct.
So if that's made through email, that's a public records that we should be able, as members of the media, get our hands on.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, of course I'll follow up to get that, but when you're hearing things, a comment that was made yesterday was Aaron Cole believes that this will now hinder your guys' search in a new head volleyball coach. Are you concerned at all about this? Are you concerned at all about any repercussions of getting another coach in for the Lady Wildcats by this fall?
No, not at all. Our athletic director, Matt Dennison, is reaching out to potential candidates and setting up meetings to discuss our program.
Okay.
And we expect these meetings to take place, and we hopefully plan to hire our next coach within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, so you would think by the May board meeting, you would have one on the agenda?
Well, again, we'll have to see how the interviews go, and, you know, of course, how good the candidates are as well.
Okay. Yeah, and I want to touch base on this, because I would say this caught me off guard yesterday when I was there, and it most likely caught you off guard, and I would say anyone else that was in attendance yesterday. There was a confrontation after the board meeting. I mean, the moment the board meeting ended, there was a man who approached Chris Cole, who is one of your fellow board members, along with Coach Aaron Cole's husband. He's a board member. He was approaching him and making comments along the lines of he had approached his wife, intimidated his wife, and so forth. What was that about? Who was that, and why did he go? I mean, he was escorted out by officers. Why did he go up to the board panel and make those comments?
Well, Jordan, I'm going to have to say that you know, that was an incident that happened right after the board meeting had ended, and it did not involve any board business. So I guess I'm going to suggest that if you'd like more information on that, you would need to talk to the two parties involved.
Okay. All right. No, and I appreciate that. I've been in contact with Mr. Cole as well. So, yeah, I mean, it is a very, I'm going to be honest, it's a different situation because not many times do we see coaches not get a contract renewed when they have so many of their current players coming out and supporting them like they did in the March meeting. Was that hard to still vote against Miss Cole with so many of her players in attendance?
Well, and again, Jordan, I'm going to go back to, you know, the complaints that I heard regarding favoritism, bullying, and harassment. You know, I felt compelled that I could not vote to renew her contract. And again, you know, after the board meeting with the letter from the assistant, I think it completely corroborates the complaints of favoritism and bullying and harassment that I heard. So, again, I feel very good about the decision that I personally made to vote no to not renew her contract.
Now, this is my last question before we go. Will you be able in the next board meeting able to publicly address some of the comments that were made during yesterday's meeting? Will you be able to respond to them in the board meeting?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, I'll be able to. Yes. Yeah, sure.
I wasn't sure what policy is. I know some places they have to wait till the next one, then they can make comments on comments that were made during the public speaks portion of it. So I wasn't sure if you had that policy in place with Canton Local Schools. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah, no, I think if we wanted to, we could comment on anything that was said in public speaks. But again, I fall back to, you know, there was a lot of accusations that we did not follow our own policies, and we absolutely did. Like I said, discuss the complaints with the family, and the family basically decided not to proceed with a formal investigation.
All right. Mr. Scott Hamilton with Canton Local Schools Board of Education serving as the president. I appreciate you coming on this morning and taking the time to share what you had to say.
All right, Jordan. Hey, thanks for your time.